Quinn, from reports that I've heard, is that he had a good workout. There's some doubt as whether he would be a if he would make the transition to a 3-4 line outside linebacker. People seem to think that he projects better as a 4-3 end, and I don't know how that would work with our defensive scheme.
Sure.
But reports say that Wivenhunt did like that the Cardinals did like his workout.
Patrick Peterson makes sense, I would imagine, then for the Arizona Cardinals at 5 as well, being that Wivenhunt has the experience in the past, having been a guy who's handled DBs, coached DBs. The likelihood, Miller, by all reports, Jess, is a guy that may not even get to number 5, and Darius the same way. Patrick Peterson then would probably make sense. I would imagine that Wizenhunt would have a huge say-so, really, when it comes to Patrick Peterson, if he's still on the board, assuming Miller and Darius are off the board altogether.
I would love to have Patrick Peterson. I mean, Patrick Peterson would be absolutely wonderful because he does two things. One, we've got Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, who has the potential to be an elite cover corner, and he's shown flashes of that. On the other side, we have Greg Toler, who had a pretty good year, but he's not going to be an elite cover guy. With Peterson, and they would bring him along slowly, he'd be able to play nickel and ease into that other side, and potentially have two guys who can shut down two receivers during the game, and a guy who can make contributions on special teams with his return skills. If you get contributions on two parts of the football game, it's great.
Jess, we talk about the defensive needs, and you've listed a lot of guys that you'd like to have in the first round. But if you go to the second round, are you thinking quarterback? And if so, what names come to mind that might be there for Arizona to pick up as a quarterback?
There will likely be a number of guys available. My personal favorite at quarterback, just by watching what he's done, being a Pac-10 guy like I am over here on the West Coast, and some of the interview things that I've seen, Jake Locker really impresses me. I don't think he'll be available by then. I think at the end of the first round, we're going to see maybe 3 or 4 quarterbacks go.
Jess, let me ask you this, though, because he impresses you, and I'd love to get your take on that a little bit further, because the consensus across the board is should have come out last year, didn't have a great year this year. They talk about accuracy. Obviously, his ability for being
the
a mobile
style of
guy.
Running that he has, you know what I mean? It takes a toll.
He's a mobile quarterback and such, but what do you like about Jake Locker that a lot of other people have not given us? I mean, what is it about Jake Locker you see that other people apparently don't?
Well, what I've seen with the accuracy issues, a lot of these accuracy issues were because of fatigue in the game. He was the only guy on that Washington Huskies team that was really able to make plays or do anything at all. He put everything on the field. He was running. He was taking on defensive linemen and linebackers like he was a running back. He was just plain wiped out by the end of most of the games. And I love the moxie that he has, and the moxie is one of those weird things that he has the leadership skills, he has the drive to be great. I don't think he'll be around as going back to the quarterback thing in the second round. There was a column I was reading by Mike Sando, ESPN, just looking at the data of the quarterbacks in the second round. I wouldn't touch a quarterback in the second round. In the last 15 years, only one quarterback that had been drafted in the second round has been great. That's Drew Brees, and he fell. Other than that, there's been two guys that you might have considered above average even for a time. That's Jake Plummer and Cordell Stewart. After that, quarterbacks in the second round have been a bunch of clowns, basically.
Jess Root, lead blogger for Revenge of the Birds, covering the Arizona Cardinals, joining us here on Southern Sports Now. This is the feet to the fire type situation that we put each
other. Oh, yeah, we
got
to do it to you, brother.
These are the type of people, the questions that we ask everybody, despite the fact that, none of us are GMs and we don't know exactly how the first four picks are going to play out. But based on what we're hearing, take mock drafts from the so-called experts into account or not, looks like Darius may not necessarily be on the board, and a lot of people are high on Von Miller being maybe one of the first 3 or 4 guys gone. That being said, what do you think will happen with the 5th pick for the Arizona Cardinals on April 28th?
I think it'll end up being Peterson because I think Gavin and Newton will be gone before number 5, and I think the other two defensive players that will – one of the two things will happen. I think it'll be Von Miller and A.G. Green that will be off the board in those top 4 picks, leaving then obviously for Patrick Peterson to go. And I think they would be very happy with that pick.
Very good. Jess Root, lead blogger for Revenge of the Birds. Covering
and if
the
you're
Cardinals.
Wrong, you got to come back on here. Yeah, you know, when you're wrong, you got to come back and explain yourself, how you got it so wrong.
Yeah, we're going to hold your feet to the
problem.
Fire on that
not
one.
Not a problem.
Great stuff. Jess, we appreciate the time very much. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Coming up next here on Southern Sports Now, we wrap up hour number two. This is SSN on WSBL.